Now we have some more news items dealing inevitably with the fallout from the virus. More events are cancelled, but wildlife and the atmosphere and the air we breathe has benefited. There is even a plea to respect the humble bat blamed for the origins of the virus. One or two novel ideas surface too, including a big knitting project from a 91-year-old from Caister.
A trio of festival organisers have announced the unavoidable cancellation of summer events in one Norfolk seaside town. Due to the coronavirus pandemic and the need to protect public safety, organisers have taken the unprecedented decision to cancel Great Yarmouth's Wheels Festival, Maritime Festival and Out There Festival, which each attract thousands of visitors. Instead, the plan is to stage an exciting summer event season in 2021 to facilitate economic recovery following the aftermath of lockdown. Carl Smith, the leader of Great Yarmouth Borough Council, which normally hosts the Wheels Festival in July, said, "While we're all sad these popular events can't go ahead this year, public health and safety must be everyone's top priority. And being safe while having a good time is an important part of a positive visitor experience." Likewise, the Maritime Festival organiser and chairman of the Greater Yarmouth Tourism and Business Improvement Area, Lyndon Bevan, said, "After detailed consideration and much regret, we have taken the decision to cancel our events for this summer." The director of Sea Change Arts, Joe McIntosh, which hosts the Out There Festival in September, added, "The cancellation was ultimately inevitable. Delivering a large festival and keeping crowds of people safe during the current level of the pandemic is an impossible task."
The head of Norwich City's Community Sports Foundation has written an open letter to supporters following the club's decision to issue rebates to season ticket holders and members. "The coronavirus pandemic has put an end to the season as far as watching games is concerned, and as well as offering a rebate for lost games, City say fans can opt to donate their rebate to the CSF or to the club's academy." Ian Thornton, the CSF's chief executive, says the charity expects to lose around £500,000. In his letter, he says, "First, let me acknowledge the reality that we are asking a lot of you to donate this amount of money at a time that carries so much uncertainty for us all. We really are only asking you to tick that box if you don't miss it. Like most organisations, we have spent the last few weeks completely redrawing our budgets to find a way to ensure the sustainability of the foundation. The expectancy is that we are to miss out on about £500,000 of income as it stands from a raft of cancelled fundraising events and other income sources."
Daily carbon emissions dropped by more than a sixth around the world at the height of the coronavirus lockdown, research carried out in Norwich has suggested. However, the extreme reduction in emissions is likely to be temporary, said Corinne Lecaire, Professor of Climate Change Science at the University of East Anglia. Daily emissions decreased by 17%, or 17 million tonnes of carbon dioxide, globally during the peak of the confinement measures in early April, compared to mean daily levels in 2019, the study indicated. These levels were last observed in 2006. Emissions from surface transport, such as car journeys, account for almost half of the decrease in global emissions during peak confinement on April the 7th, according to the study, which was published in the journal Nature Climate Change. Emissions from industry and power together account for a further 43% of the decrease in daily global emissions. Aviation made up 10% of the decrease.
Some of Norfolk's National Trust sites are set to reopen their car parks and grounds to visitors this week, as UK sites report an increase in unusual wildlife sightings. But because the attractions are expected to be popular, the Trust has brought in a system where visitors have to book their parking space before visiting. The Trust is reopening car parks at Felbrigg Hall near Cromer, Blickling Estate near Aylsham, and Dunwich, Heath and Beach on the Suffolk coast from Thursday, May the 21st. The buildings and gardens remain closed, but visitors will once again be able to explore the estates and surrounding countryside from the car parks. Meanwhile, the Trust has reported an increase in the amount of wildlife making itself at home at its properties during the lockdown, with some species returning to places for the first time in decades. A buzzard was even caught on camera tucking into its lunch inside the orangery at Felbrigg Hall. Although buzzards are the commonest of the UK's birds of prey, a spokesman said it was very unusual for one of the birds to venture into the building.
The doctors and nurses are busy on their rounds, and the patients are literally pinned to their beds. The clinics are prepped and ready for the sick and injured, needles on hand for any procedures. But all this mini medical action is not taking place at London's Nightingale Hospital. It is spread out in a bungalow bedroom in Caister. Reporters from across the country have descended on Margaret Seaman's neat front garden, standing on the sun-trapped bench to peer at her Lilliputian lockdown creation, dubbed Nightingale Hospital, and they speak to her through the window. The 91-year-old is stunned but grateful for the attention, but only if it raises money for the good causes close to her heart. "I prefer to stay in the background," she confesses, while rounding on a national newspaper for not putting in the Just Giving fundraising link, which was the whole point. "Working out all the scale was a major headache," she said, her mind constantly buzzing with ways of how to do this or that or solve a knitting conundrum. She created her first stitch on April the 1st and has been working on it every day for up to 12 hours since. Mrs. Seaman is raising money for Norfolk's three hospitals and is thought to have raised tens of thousands over the years through her creations, which started with a garden pond.
Bats have been unfairly blamed for spreading coronavirus and face potential long-term damage to their reputation due to unproven theories and careless untruths on the internet, an expert on the winged wonders has said. Lisa Wurlidge, head of conservation services at UK charity the Bat Conservation Trust, said the spurious allegations created widespread and misplaced fear about the role of the nocturnal critters during the pandemic. Mrs. Wurlidge told the PA news agency, "It's been heartbreaking to see the reaction in some places. They've culled bats because of what they've heard, and in some cases these are endangered species." Bats are protected in the UK with hundreds of thousands of animals in sites across the country. Scientists say the virus arose naturally in bats and passed via another animal species to humans at a wildlife and seafood market in Wuhan, China.
A vintage vehicle is being put to a very modern use by a North Norfolk caterer. Tom Neal from Edgefield found himself at a loose end when the lockdown started, as his two businesses, Quack and Mac and Neal's Kitchen, couldn't any longer trade. So the 26-year-old turned a 1973 Citroën H van called Claude, which he bought last year, into a mobile village shop to service village residents who were left without anywhere else to shop. The village van has been selling fruit and vegetables, meat and other produce from North Norfolk suppliers, much of which would have otherwise been sold to restaurants and similar businesses. Mr. Neal said, "The response has been fantastic. Over the years, many villages have lost their local shops, and this is a bit like going back to the good old days." The van services villages between Cromer, Aylsham and Fakenham.
The manager of the Eaton Park Cafe in Norwich has decided to reopen the business for takeaways and has swapped seating for shelves of locally sourced produce. David Potter took over the cafe 4 years ago and since then it has been at the heart of the community, serving up coffees, breakfasts and lunches to park users. Due to coronavirus lockdown, the cafe temporarily shut in March, along with Mr. Potter's sister premises, the bicycle shop in St. Benedict Street. Determined to make the most out of a bad situation, Mr. Potter has used the time to re-evaluate the space in the Eaton Park Cafe and has removed the indoor seating and transformed it into a general store. Mr. Potter is planning to expand the general store side over the coming weeks and hopes to keep it as an element of the cafe once people are allowed to sit in again.
Norwich has long been a place to see beautiful and bizarre sights with a storied history. But no one seems to know for sure the origin of one of the city's more quirky features. For many years, those ambling through the area where Elm Hill meets Princes Street may have noticed an imprint in the ground resembling a computer keyboard. And while it has cracked and faded slightly, having been worn through years of exposure to the elements, walkers can still see the keyboard today. But where exactly did it come from? Is it proof that early settlers in the city used computers? We somehow doubt it. But its true provenance is shrouded in mystery, despite having been noticed regularly by intrigued passers-by for more than a decade.
Crowds flocked to city parks and sweltered in coastal villages as the hottest day of the year hit Norfolk. With forecasters predicting temperatures of 26 degrees on Wednesday, warmer than parts of the Mediterranean, families could be seen enjoying the sunshine in larger numbers at the weekend. At Earlham Park, families enjoyed picnics, people sat in groups, and youngsters paddled in the river. Nearby roads and laybys were full of parked cars.